Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Hello from VOA Learning English in Washington, and welcome to As It Is, our free, daily, 30-minute program that helps you learn everyday American English. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz. It's Tuesday, January 26th, 2016. It was on this day in 1965 that Hindi became the official language of India. In 1980, Israel and Egypt established diplomatic relations. And on January 26, 1992, Russian President Boris Yeltsin announced that his country would no longer target American cities with nuclear weapons. Today on the program, we will tell you about a video released by the Islamic State terrorist group that shows nine militants who took part in attacks in Paris in November. Then we will tell you about captured IS documents that show how the militant group seeks to control people who live in territory it has seized. We will report on an attack by 200 refugees on a ferry in the French port of Calais. Then we will take you to Davos, Switzerland, where U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for major new international efforts to help refugees. We will report on calls by some African leaders to be given at least one seat on the UN Security Council. They want it to be a permanent seat with veto powers. And finally on the program today, we will take you back 2,000 years and show you how surprisingly dirty Roman baths were. So you can see, as usual, we have a lot for you today. Every day here on As It Is, we bring you news from and about America and the world. And we tell you the often surprising and always interesting history of the United States. We are a little different here at VOA Learning English. Because we exist to help you learn everyday American English, we speak a little slower than normal, and we use words that are easy to understand. Listen to the program, then practice saying the words and sentences the way we do. It's a free and easy way to improve your American English skills every day of the year. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the voice of America. The Islamic State terrorist group has released a video of nine militants who took part in the terror attacks in Paris last November. Mario Ritter tells us about it.
The attackers, most from Belgium or France, killed 130 people with bombs and guns at several sites in Paris. Many others were injured. Police killed the nine during or soon after the Paris attacks. The Islamic State released the video last weekend. It uses the words lions to describe the men and shows them beheading and killing prisoners in Iraq and Syria. The video includes images from the November attacks. It also shows pictures of London, British Prime Minister David Cameron, and other British officials. Lines representing crosshairs are placed over their faces, according to the Guardian newspaper. Shooters use the lines to aim at their target. Britain is part of the U.S.-led coalition that is bombing Islamic State targets. Non-believers will be a target for our swords, the video says. I'm Mario Ritter.
Thanks, Mario. Papers collected from the Islamic State terror group show the militants' dark world. The documents show how IS militants act, anxious, obsessed, harsh, and horrible. And they show how important control of internet access is to their cause. Ayman Jawad Al-Tamimi of the Middle East Forum, a research group in Washington, D.C., gathered the documents. They are published on his website. Many of the documents tell people how to pray, fast, and pay attention to religious observances. Others tell about harsh punishments for crimes and violations of Sharia law. These include whippings, amputations, stoning, and crucifixion. One document says a thief must have his right hand cut off. It says the hand must be hung around the thief's neck, and the person must show himself to others for 3 days. The militants worry that medical workers will leave towns the group controls in Syria and Iraq, the papers show. The group limits travel, fearing people will leave areas it controls. Women younger than 50 are not permitted to travel unless they are with their husband or a male family member. Only one person may travel with someone who is sick. All travelers must give the IS group ownership papers for their homes and cars. The group believes this will ensure that the travelers return. And it controls electronic information. As the bombing campaign by the United States and its coalition partners strengthened, the group banned GPS devices and mobile phones. And it banned signs on cars that could identify them as Islamic State property. It has recently banned satellite TV, and it limits access to the internet. It says members may not have email accounts or take pictures of battles. Some internet cafes remain open in Raqqa City, the center of the group's activity in Syria. But their owners must record the identity of everyone who uses the internet, except soldiers of the Islamic State and their families. Another order says anyone who has an internet connection inside his home, office, or any private place will be severely punished. Al-Tamimi says punishment became more severe as the group grew larger and captured more territory. He says the degree and speed of implementation of Sharia was slower when the group first began capturing territory. In recent months, the terrorists have killed media activists in Syria and southern Turkey who try to fight the group online. Al-Tamimi and the Middle East Forum have gathered the documents since the Islamic State terrorist group took control of large parts of Iraq and Syria. Al-Tamimi created the website with the documents in January 2015. It is updated often. About 200 refugees attacked the French port of Calais Saturday. About 50 got on a passenger ferry. Mario Ritter is back now with that story.
A spokeswoman for the ship's operator confirmed the refugees gained entry to an outer area of the Spirit of Britain ferry. But they did not get inside the ship because ferry workers had secured the doors. The spokeswoman said some refugees agreed to leave the ship. The rest were removed or arrested, according to CNN television. Passenger service was delayed by a few hours. Another ferry company tweeted that the Calais port had been closed because of a migrant invasion. Thousands of refugees and migrants have lived in tents near Calais for 12 months. The area, called the jungle, is a place where poor people live and the buildings are in poor condition. Many of the refugees and migrants have fled war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. They hope to cross the English Channel to Britain in search of a better life. The incident on Saturday happened after about 2,000 people in Calais gathered to show support for the migrants and refugees. A French member of the European Parliament said the conditions were unacceptable. "It's like an open-air prison. It's a question of dignity. We can't allow this," Green Party politician and MEP Karima Deli told reporters. CNN reported that French officials have moved some people into shelters made of metal shipping containers. Those shelters have heat and electricity. In related news, about 2,000 refugees and migrants enter Germany each day. But Germany's interior minister said Sunday that his country is denying entry to 200 others daily. Germany accepted a record 1.1 million refugees and migrants last year. That has stretched resources and created angry political debate. People who are fleeing war and persecution are offered security and protection in Germany, said the minister Thomas de Maizière. But that also means anyone who doesn't want to apply for political asylum in Germany and wants to illegally enter Germany has no right to be here. The German newspaper Bild am Sonntag published his comments. I'm Mario Ritter.
Thanks again, Mario. We're keeping you busy. Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called for major new international efforts to help refugees. Anna Mateo reports.
His speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, came on the same day that many migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea. The Greek Coast Guard said at least 42 people, including 17 children, died. 70 people were rescued, but it is unknown how many remain missing. Greece is the main destination for people fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East. Kerry, the top diplomat in the United States, said that President Barack Obama will host a summit on the refugee crisis. It will take place at the United Nations in New York later this year. The goal of the summit is to increase the number of nations willing to help resettle refugees. He added governments and private groups, including religious groups, will need to work together. He said they must integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment. The United States has announced plans to admit 85,000 refugees by November and another 100,000 next year. This week, Senate Democrats blocked a Republican bill that would have barred new refugees from Syria and Iraq. Republican presidential candidates have criticized the Obama plans to bring in more refugees from Syria and Iraq. They said it is a security risk. However, Kerry said, "I know we know how to do this in a way that protects the security of our countries." I'm Anna Mateo.
Thanks, Anna. The leaders of Zimbabwe and Equatorial Guinea are calling for African nations to have more power and influence at the United Nations. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe and President Teodoro Obiang Nguema of Equatorial Guinea say the continent should have at least one permanent seat on the powerful UN Security Council. The two leaders spoke during a visit to Zimbabwe by Nguema as they prepare for the meeting of the African Union General Assembly later this month in Ethiopia. They also spoke about peace, security, and terrorism in Africa. And Nguema said African nations must work to become economically independent, just as they have become politically independent. He said Africa should have two seats on the UN Security Council. But the continent should at least have one, he said, with the power to veto or cancel resolutions. "I think that is the revolution which Africa looks for," he said. Mugabe has served as president of Zimbabwe since 1987, Nguema of Equatorial Guinea since 1979. The United States, Russia, Britain, China, and France have permanent seats on the council, with veto powers. There are also 10 non-permanent members. These nations serve on the council for 2 years. They cannot veto resolutions. Finally, we take you back 2,000 years to the time Romans moved into Europe. They built public latrines or toilets with many seats and washing areas. And they built sewage systems, brought in drinking water using aqueducts, and heated public baths for washing. They even had laws designed to keep towns free of human waste and trash. But as Ann Ball reports, there were more parasites during the time of the Romans after they entered Europe than before.
New archaeological research shows that baths and public toilets with washing areas did not get rid of intestinal parasites. In fact, parasites like whipworm, roundworm, and Entamoeba histolytica dysentery slowly increased compared to the Iron Age before the Romans ruled Europe. Dr. Piers Mitchell conducted the research. He is from the Archaeology and Anthropology Department of Cambridge University in England. His research suggests that Roman toilets, sewers, and sanitation laws had no clear benefit to public health, he said. Roman baths surprisingly gave no clear health benefit either. Intestinal parasites and ectoparasites, such as lice, were widespread, he said. The study used samples from ancient Roman times to assess the health consequences of conquering an empire. Mitchell gathered evidence of parasites in ancient latrines, human burials, and coprolites, or fossilized feces. He also examined combs and cloth from different Roman period excavations or historical sites across the Roman Empire. Although the Romans were known for regular bathing, Mitchell found lice and fleas were just as widespread as in earlier times. The Vikings and medieval people did not have the same culture of bathing as the Romans. He found evidence of special combs for removing lice from hair. Getting rid of lice could have been something many people did every day in the Roman Empire. Mitchell said modern research shows that toilets, clean drinking water, and removing feces from the streets all decrease risk of infectious disease and parasites. So why did parasites such as whipworm and roundworm increase even when cleaner methods were introduced by Romans? He said it may have been the warm waters of the bathhouses that people shared. The waters were not changed often, and scum, or a layer of human dirt and cosmetics, would float on the top of the bathing water. Clearly, not all Roman baths were as clean as they might have been, Mitchell said. Another possibility from the study, Romans used human waste to fertilize crops. Now, in modern times, we know the waste must not be used for many months before adding it to the fields. Otherwise, it can spread parasite eggs that survive in plants. It is possible that sanitation laws requiring the removal of feces from the streets actually led to reinfection of the population, as the waste was often used to fertilize crops planted in farms surrounding the towns, Mitchell said. The study also found that fish tapeworm eggs were widespread in the Roman period compared to earlier times in Europe. Mitchell said this might be because the Romans loved a sauce called garum. It was used both for eating and as medicine. Garum was made from pieces of fish, herbs, salt, and other flavors. It was not cooked, but left out in the sun to ferment. It was traded across the empire, so it may have transported the fish tapeworm along with the sauce, Mitchell said. The manufacture of fish sauce and its trade across the empire in sealed jars would have allowed the spread of the fish tapeworm to people all across the empire. This appears to be a good example of the negative health consequences of conquering an empire, he said. There is an upside, Mitchell added. It seems likely that while Roman sanitation may not have made people any healthier, they would probably have smelt better. The findings are published in the journal Parasitology. I'm Ann Ball.
Thanks, Ann. Now, we want to tell you how you can get a free copy of the 2016 VOA calendar. It's simple. Just email us. Our address is learningenglish@voanews.com. That's learningenglish@voanews.com. You can also write to us. Our postal address is VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. And tell us where you heard this program, the radio station you heard it on and the time of the broadcast, or whether you listened to it on a podcast. We do have only a limited supply of 2016 calendars, and when they're gone, they're gone. So write to us today. Well, that's as it is for today. We hope it has informed and entertained you, and has helped you learn everyday American English. We want to hear what interests you. Tell us what you want to hear about, and you may hear stories about your interests on a future show. Once again, our email address is learningenglish@voanews.com. That's learningenglish@voanews.com. And please know that we read every single message you send us. You can also send us a message through our website. Just go to learningenglish.voanews.com and click Contact Us. And while you are there, you can read, listen to, and download our programs. You will also find podcasts, captioned videos, and lessons to test your English skills. You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, iTunes, Twitter, and on our YouTube channel, all at VOA Learning English. And be sure to listen to VOA World News at the beginning of every hour, Universal Time, every day of the year. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz, reporting from Washington. For all of us here at VOA Learning English, thanks for spending some time with us today. Jonathan Evans will be with you tomorrow at this same time to help you learn everyday American English with another broadcast, webcast, and podcast edition of As It Is from the Voice of America.